The Puzzle from Malacca. I sit in a Chinese labyrinth just off the main hall, for I can hear elegant conversation within. Teak polish to mirror smoothness shows me myself as a man with a ladder face on a plumaged neck of grouse or ruffed pheasant. Hands like jade tongs. It's an astonishing transformation, and only because I couldn't answer the supreme puzzle. I was given objects in blocks of amber to identify, pearls on invisible strings, fossils in glass, drawings viewed only from behind, maps to territories with interplanetary names like pollen dust in space, float of gymnosperm, Ariadne's petty point. I washed in seven sacred seas the color of blood. I let my face reemerge on the surface like an orange bathed in blue moonlight. The bandits were beheaded as I counted the emperor's take from unjust taxation. I ate only prawns dipped in Mongolian opium. But the spindly tree in the courtyard knows the answer to the puzzle. Yesterday, winter snow, followed by sleet, turned it into a tall bundle of glass rods and crystal twigs, perfectly transparent, glittering like sparklers. Buds already unfurl at the tips of its branches. Pinwheels of golden flowers soon will appear, spinning among its limbs. Summer will see it a dense parasol full of birds hunting inchworms, alert and nimble as light. The tree doesn't speak to passers-by, only to stones. Stones gather around its base to hear its parables. I've overheard the end of a phrase and been found out. They all fell silent until I left. So how do I know the tree has uncovered the conundrum? It changes and never changes. It sways, but isn't blown down. It refuses to be less than it is, even stripped bare. Sunlight loves its leaves. It speaks into the wind.